Iraqis have voted in large numbers in the country's first multi-party elections in more than half a century. There was a big turnout of Kurds in northern Iraq and the Shiite Muslims in the south, but in the predominantly Sunni Muslim towns and cities north and west of Baghdad, most people stayed away from the polls. There was also more violence on election day, a string of suicide bombings and mortar attacks, mostly in Baghdad, left at least 30 people dead and dozens wounded. NPR's Emily Harris is in the Iraqi capital. Emily, there seems to have been more violence in Baghdad than anywhere else in the country today. What effect did it have on voting in the capital?
That's right. There were a number of suicide bombs that went off at polling stations here. But it did not seem, I mean, the people who wanted to come vote or decided to come vote anyway said that they weren't bothered by that, that they felt that it was important enough to come on this day to cast a ballot, that some of them even said to me, they can kill me if they want, meaning the insurgents, because I've done my duty now and cast a ballot for my country.
Describe the mood and the atmosphere at the polling stations that you visited.
Well, a lot of people, when you ask them sort of how they feel today, they say it's like a wedding for Iraq. The whole day is like a celebration. It didn't really feel like a celebration so much on the streets. I mean, there were kids out playing soccer, but it wasn't like the polling stations weren't sort of overwhelmed with joy. I mean, people were going about their business, voting fairly quickly and leaving. There were not long lines at any of the voting stations I went to. The whole process moved fairly smoothly. It took actually about as long to get searched and go through the various checkpoints as it did to find your name and fill out a ballot and then fold it up and put it in the box.
Are you getting reports about voting in the Sunni Muslim towns and cities to the north and west of Baghdad?
There are some reports coming in from there. It's hard to tell for sure what's going on there because the security measures around here make it very, very difficult to move anywhere. But there are reports that voting has been higher than expected in those places. Now, I should just point out that the expectations were quite low, and we don't really have solid turnout figures at all. But there are reports from the U.S. military that there were lines forming in Mosul, for example, in the north toward the end of the day. Also some lines waiting outside polling stations in Bakuba, which is north of the city, and reports of a couple thousand people by midday voting in Fallujah, which was more than people there had anticipated. There were not a lot of polling stations in Fallujah and that province, Anbar province, or the province around Nineveh, because the Electoral Commission simply didn't have the staff to work there. So lines may also be an indication of simply not enough polling stations open for people.
What does the turnout suggest to you?
Well, the turnout is really not clear at the moment. Officials have said that they believe it's a 72% turnout nationwide, but I'm cautioned on that by an international advisor to the Electoral Commission who says these are overenthusiastic estimates coming in from the field and not solid by any stretch. And in fact, the Iraq Electoral Commission, shortly after making the statement of 72%, issued a press release itself saying that in fact these figures are reflective more of the enthusiasm than any sort of hard numbers. I mean, there's just not physically a very good way to get.
We seem to have lost NPR's Emily Harris, who has been observing today's election in the capital city of Baghdad.